Those raising money for a new creativity center in Bloomington's Cultural District have big plans. New music rooms, studios, rehearsal space, and a black box theater. But before any of that can happen, they need an updated roof and HVAC system. That's the first of three phases of Creativity Center renovations, and the work is finally about to begin. Ryan Denham speaks with Creativity Center Development Manager Kara Peterson for a status check on their $5 million campaign.
And the Creativity Center is just across the street north of the BCPA where you park for the shows. You probably don't notice it, but that parking lot is actually the parking lot where the Creativity Center is. So that is the building. The city of Bloomington purchased it in conjunction with the BCPA. What is now the BCPA, before it was not that, in hopes of having a performing arts center as well as this creativity center. And this creativity center was going to become kind of the arts educational arm of the BCPA. And that got put on hold. The BCPA was finished. The renovations were finished, but the creativity center never was. And the vision for that was to create this place, this building with all of these different art spaces that the community can use and utilize, as well as provide programming, so classes, art therapy, dance classes, workshops, events, festivals, all kinds of fun stuff. So that's kind of what the Creativity Center, where it was born, really.
This is a project that has been on the radar for some time. I know $1 million for it was raised back in 2005, but then efforts kind of stalled out a little bit as the city's finances and economy deteriorated a little bit. Then earlier this year, a $5 million capital campaign was announced to finish the Creativity Center. So where do things currently stand with fundraising efforts there?
Yeah, so you're right. So in April, we kicked off the campaign. We are $1 million out of the $5 million goal. And as of right now, so what is that, 10 months later, we have raised about $150,000. We are so, so excited that we have the support of the community really backing us. And this money is all privately funded. I mean, it's from the community. And that is what excites us most. We are right now looking at a couple big grants that might come through this next year, which will get us a majority of the way. So we really are excited about what this next year, 2020, holds for us financially in our progress.
So earlier this year in an interview with WGLT, I believe it was you or one of your colleagues said that the money on hand at that point was going to be used for some repairs to the roof of the Creativity Center and the HVAC system there. Did those updates end up happening?
So that, excitingly enough, was just passed by City Council to use those funds last meeting. We will start renovations within the next month. So this is huge news for us. I think, 13 years in the making. So really, it's kind of perfect timing to be here right now telling you, because we're starting renovations probably in January, weather permitting. So that's phase one of the capital campaign. We're doing it in three phases. And the first one is going to cost us probably around $1 million. Exciting, the bid came in a lot lower than we expected. So we will have the remaining funds used to go towards phase two. Once phase one is finished, phase two includes all of the fun stuff I like to say, which is the interior. So the black box theater, the art studio, the dance studio, the recording, animation studio, gallery space. It's really the heart and soul of the building is in phase two.
And so I imagine you are making this pitch to potential major donors and big foundation funders all the time. How do you frame it in terms of the need for a facility like this in our community? What is this community missing that this Creativity Center can provide?
Right now, we have so many organizations that provide social services for our community. I could keep naming a bunch to come to mind, the Boys and Girls Club or the Y. And they are great organizations that provide fundamental services for our youth. Right now, we can expand upon that, and we can provide arts-based experiences for our youth, but we can expand that to everyone, which is so, so neat. So right now we have organizations like the ARC Center or the ARC in Normal that provide services for the older community. But this center gets to provide arts opportunities for people of all ages, which is something that Bloomington Normal definitely does not have currently. On top of that, we will have the spaces that have been essential for our arts communities to keep growing. So the art studio, the dance studio, the rehearsal space, organizations that don't have that home space, that office space, they need that space to continue to practice, to rehearse, and to have that home. You know, for instance, the community concert band. They are a wonderful band, and they provide free summer shows at Franklin Park all summer long, but they're kind of here and there, and they don't really have a home base. And that's something the Creativity Center can be for the community concert band.
And what do you anticipate the mix of funding ultimately being, especially as you get into phase two here? Is it going to be big foundation grant money? Is it going to be individual major donors? What is sort of the ideal mix there?
You hit all of them. So it's going to probably be a mix of all of those. Right now, as we're looking at it, the majority will probably come from grants. The state of Illinois has a few big funding opportunities that we're hoping to jump onto. But really, for this to be successful, not just financially, but in the long term, for this Creativity Center to be successful in the community, we need the support of the community more than anything. That's you and me. And you know, if you want this to be built, we have to come together and do this ourselves.
And what is the timeline for phase two? The interior, the fun stuff, as you put it.
The fun stuff. That I can't tell you right now. The whole campaign is a 3 to 5 year campaign. So, I mean, depending on funding, depending on how 2020 looks, I would love for this the funding to be done, all of it done by 2021. But it's a 3 to 5 year campaign from April of 2019.
So this past fall, you hosted a fundraiser for the Creativity Center called Artgasm. How did that go?
So the Artgasm is our brainchild, the Friends of the BCPA, which is the nonprofit that's spearheading this campaign. October 5th of this year, we had Artgasm Welcome to Wonderland, and it was really our kickoff event, an awareness event that brought almost 250 people to the BCPA. It was an Alice in Wonderland themed event, and we had Gamma Phi Circus there. We had local actors and actresses playing Alice, the Red Queen from Coalescence Theater Project. We had just a collaboration of the arts, which was so neat. I can't tell you how much fun people had. We had an art exhibit. We had people come and bring and showcase their art. So it was kind of a mod podge of all the arts we have in Bloomington Normal, showcasing them, really celebrating the arts. So with that being said, we are starting to plan next year's Artgasm. We haven't decided the theme yet, but the idea is whimsy. The idea is to showcase our arts, to show how important they are for the community, to bring together the arts community as well as West Side, East Side, Bloomington, Normal, really kind of an event that brings everyone together. And that will most likely take place in October of 2020.
That's Creativity Center Development Manager Kara Peterson speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. Learn more about the Creativity Center project at artsblooming.org.